welcome to the very first episode of Will It Game. I am one of your hosts, Ryan Gutowski, joined today by...
Rick White, that's me.
That's right. And today we're introducing Will It Game. It's a new podcast. Will It Game is essentially Rick and myself, and sometimes we're going to have guests and we're going to have other people join us on the show, and two people are going to pitch two games that are going head to head. And at the end of the show, we want you to head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and we want you to vote on which game you think would actually be pretty cool to have on your game shelf. Now, these games are absolutely ridiculous, and as far as we know, to our knowledge, these games don't actually exist. So, the things you're going to hear on here, feel free to steal them. We really don't care. We don't think that they're going to make money anyway. Right, Rick?
Well, nothing I've ever done has made me any money, so I don't see how it's going to help anybody else.
All I'm good at is spending money.
You're welcome.
There we go. So, Will It Game, Rick? Won't you pitch your game?
All right. My game, Ryan, is called Pimple Fight. So, in
that
Pimple Fight,
oozy.
You know, we've all had pimples. And if you haven't, shut up, get out of my face. In Pimple Fight, you're going to be playing pimples on other people's faces, whether
what?
It be a face game board. I don't know. But anyway, you play cards in front of a person that gives them pimples. Maybe you make them drink soda, or maybe you rub raw meat on their face. I don't know. And so when they get a pimple on their turn, they have to try to get rid of some of their pimples while also trying to give other people pimples. And if they don't get rid of some of their pimples, those pimples will grow. And after a few rounds, if you're not getting rid of some of those big old pimples, you know what they're going to do. They're going to pop. Now, I have no idea what the consequence is to a popped pimple. My guess is it's going to ruin your date night. But my idea is to be kind of gross, but also hysterical, and that is Pimple Fight. What do you think, Ryan?
So I like it. It's almost like an area control game. So you've got these different areas, and I wonder if you can block what I guess you would have to block your opponent from getting in certain areas, or do something to block them from adding, because you could obviously throw a piece of you know, greasy pepperoni onto somebody else's face. And I definitely see what it looks like. Everybody's got a player mat that is a person's face, and maybe you have a bunch of different faces, and then you have these cards that are overlays.
I think they're all going to be your face is kind of what I'm
going
for. Oh
no, that's the grossest part, Rick.
Yes. Well, I'm also looking for endorsements. I'm hoping that Clearasil or Proactive are willing to jump in on this so that I can make some money off of that part.
Proactive presents.
Yes.
Pimple Fight.
Pimple Fight.
Yeah. See, you didn't know that they were getting into the board game realm. You didn't know it.
No, you didn't. And when you see those TV commercials and they're like, we promise we're only going to send you one box for $30, and then the other one comes that's $130. They're going to throw this in to try to smooth it over so
that's
that you don't
right.
like
that's
freak
right.
out and try to kill them.
That's right. Can we interest you in Pimple Fight, the exclusive board game of Proactive?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. That cross-promotion deal.
There you go.
Okay, cool. You want to hear about my game, Rick?
Not really, but you're going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it anyway because that's what we're doing on this podcast. Rick, I've got Paperboy, the card game. Rick, do you remember Paperboy, the regular Nintendo game?
Yes, I do. I was so bad at that game.
Everybody's so bad at it. You always threw the papers through the windows, and then you got negative points.
Right.
Anyway,
maybe it's because I tried to do that on purpose, but anyway.
I just wanted to wreck people's houses. Paperboy, the card game, puts you in control as the Paperboy. And you are drafting cards, and it's got a push your luck element. Basically, you're drafting these cards, and you're trying to figure out, okay, well, oh, man, delivered one, good to go. Okay, delivered another paper successfully, oh, great. Okay, next card, you hit a dog. What you gonna do, Rick?
The dog stops when you hit the dog.
That's true.
You use the paper as defense.
The dog has a black eye now. That's not good.
That's
you can't get
good.
Money. You can't get money hitting dogs. So anyway, it's a card drafting game. You're pressing your luck, having these different cards come out. It's built on that 8-bit game style. So what's going to happen is, like, I'm going to introduce my children to them. You'll be like, hey, you guys want to play Paperboy the card game? This is something from my childhood. And they're going to be like, yeah, Dad, I want to see what it was like back when TVs were black and white. And they'll make me feel really old, even though I didn't have a black and white TV.
Back anyway, when TVs had a knob.
Yeah, they did have knobs when back in the day. So I flip over these cards and they're going to be like, why is that Paperboy so pixelated? That doesn't look like a bicycle. It just looks like a bunch of squares. So it's going to be a game that works on two levels. It makes the younger kids go, what? And it makes the older people go, mm-hmm, my childhood.
Yes. The childhood I was trying to repress. Thanks. Multi-generational. For all that therapy down the tubes.
But here's the thing. Similar to Pimple Fight, you got those endorsements, right?
Right.
Pimple Fight, Paperboy is going to be a Target exclusive because they're bringing back all these hot games from our childhood.
Right.
And it's going to have expansions. In 2019, Paperboy 2025, updated graphics. It's no longer blocky. There's all kinds of stuff. You got space jets on the back of your bike. You get to do all these little space things now because Paperboy, he's not even on a bicycle anymore. It's a jet.
But Paperboy 2025 would only deliver to the three people that still get papers at their houses in the entire world.
That's why that game is so much harder than the original Paperboy.
Yes. That's why you need rockets. It takes a long time to get into those three houses spread across this country.
It's all over the place. It's one Paperboy, the entire United States. Deliver all the papers in one day. That's what you're trying. And then you've got the Pimp Your Bike module. Okay. What you're doing is you're putting all these cool things on your bicycle. It can go for it's got a deck of cards for the Paperboy 2025 game, and it's got the one for the original 8-bit looking game. So you can put cards in your spokes. You know?
Cards in,
did you ever do that?
In the spokes of your card?
No. You put the cards in the spokes of your bicycle.
Of your real bicycle.
Not your real bicycle. Listen, Rick.
Wait,
it's meta.
I thought you told me that the Paperboy is a card. So how is the card going in the card? I don't understand.
It's a card. It's a card that puts cards in your bicycle spoke. So you look super sweet when you roll down the street.
Right, but your bicycle spokes in this game are also on a card.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening.
This is the best game, and you're just confused.
Yes,
okay,
that's totally
so that's Paperboy.
See, here's what I think you're missing.
Game.
I think you're missing an opportunity for a pretty sweet dexterity game. What I'm imagining is you're the Paperboy, and you're just walking circles around the table, and the other players are like every now and then slapping down a card, and you have to throw another card on top of that card. And if you miss, I don't know, something happens. All I know is we have to replicate the man that stands in the middle of the street with the bicycle pump and always causes you to wreck because you can't get around him. That definitely has to be part of the game.
That's really good. That's really good. So that's awesome. So these are the two games. We need you to vote on the game that you would actually play or something. These things will never exist, okay? And if you're pathetic enough to take these ideas from us, have fun with that. Would you purchase Rick's Pimple Fight presented by Noxzema? Or
no.
Would you...
Proactive.
That's right. Noxzema.
Don't lose me my endorsement deal, Ryan.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I say the wrong one. Proactive immediately pulls out of the deal. Nope, we're not signing these papers.
We're done.
Rick's presenting Pimple Fight presented by Proactive. And I've got Paperboy the card game, a Target exclusive. So which one do you vote for? Head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily and vote today. All right, that's it, Rick. Until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair at punchboardmedia.com.